Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ron, let's go back out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find our regular Friday guest, John McGonigal, covers Pitt football for the Post-Gazette. And John, I was under the impression that Pitt and the Steelers both were exempt from this mask mandate, but I see, you know, 5 minutes ago, Pitt put out a statement saying that in accordance with guidance from state officials, Pitt's football team will be, quote, appropriately outfitted for Saturday's game with face coverings to use on the field and sideline. I mean, I'm assuming this means they got to wear masks during the game, correct?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It's, like you said, just got that email about 5 minutes ago. What I would expect a lot of players to do would be wearing the gaiters. A lot of them wear them during practice anyway. I'm not sure if the face shields or anything like that would count, in accordance, I guess, with PA's strict mask policy. But, yeah, earlier in the week I was under the impression that they had that same exemption that the Steelers did. Maybe it's being interpreted differently within Pitt's athletic department. So I was frankly a little surprised to see that. But yeah, I would expect a lot of players, I guess, just to wear the gaiters over their mouth. It's going to be weird. But this is 2020, right?
So, John, what do you expect tomorrow? They had the week off that they didn't expect to have. And I saw some of the quotes in your story that this was not a typical bye week. Do you expect Pitt to come out, raring to go tomorrow, or is this going to hurt them a little bit, after their win in their last game?
Yeah, look, I think they'll be excited to play after, the game against Georgia Tech was postponed because of COVID issues. And obviously last year with what happened in the Virginia Tech game, losing 28-0 down there at Lane Stadium, and it was really a defeating loss. It ended Pitt's ACC Coastal, hopes to repeat there. So there's a lot, Chase Pine, who's from the area down there in Virginia, middle linebacker for Pitt, said earlier this week that there's a chip on the program's shoulder going into this weekend. They felt like they lost last week by not playing, with the COVID issues keeping them from the game down there in Atlanta. So I think they'll be ready to go. It's just a matter of who will be ready to go because, with the 14-day quarantine for those players who, are identified through contact tracing and a 10-day quarantine for anyone who positively tests for COVID, the 14-day guys, they won't be able to play. So there will be guys missing. It's just a matter of who, and we don't know that. We'll find that out, Saturday, really tomorrow afternoon, an hour or two before kick.
John McGonigal, Post-Gazette. Back to the masks, because as far as my memory is telling me and my knowledge, this will be the first sporting event maybe in America in terms of football, basketball, baseball, hockey, where players will be mandated to wear masks on their faces during the actual game. Correct me if I'm wrong, either one of you. I've seen baseball players in the majors do this voluntarily. I have not seen a game of any kind where every participant, at least for one side, well, I guess for both sides, since Virginia Tech will be here, will be under an order to wear masks on their faces. And it leads to a couple questions, John. One is, what do you think the reaction's going to be over at Pitt? I'm sure it's too soon to get one right now. And the other one is, do you know of any other event like this? I mean, to me, this is a little bit much, honestly, because I haven't seen any evidence that this is transmissible between teams or even between players on the same team during the same game.
Yeah. First of all, yeah, I think it's a little too early to just get a, you know, kind of within pit reaction because it just came out, you know, 10 minutes ago or so. But in terms of another event like this, I can't remember. When you were talking about it, I was thinking about baseball because you had certain players wearing masks, you know, whether they're on the base path or, you know, whatever, because they wanted to. And obviously, you know, Pitt and their coaching staff, they've been wearing masks on the sideline, at least the coaching staff has. But now everyone's going to have to. I haven't seen this. I haven't seen this in this country, at least. So it could be a first.
John, it's going to be a different senior day tomorrow, whether they wear masks or they don't, isn't it? And do we know for sure if guys that aren't going to be honored before the game, they still may come back next year, I guess, and vice versa? If they are honored before the game, they still could come back?
Yeah, absolutely. With the NCAA blanket waiver that was approved before the season, you know, all fall athletes, basically the season doesn't count for them towards or count against their eligibility. So a senior in 2020 can come back in 2021 and be a senior again. But there are 10 players right now who, you know, Pat Narduzzi said he's had conversations with and he expects to move on and who will be honored, you know, senior day tomorrow. And that's, you know, Pickett, DeMar Hamlin, Jimmy Morrissey, Patrick Jones, Rashad Weaver, Bryce Hargrove, kicker Alex Kessman, linebacker Phil Campbell, corner Jason Pinnock, and wide receiver DJ Turner. Half of those guys I fully expected to move on. You look at Pickett, Morrissey, Hamlin, Jones, Weaver, especially Jones and Weaver. Those guys have serious, you know, NFL potential. I mean, Jones has been projected as a possible late first round, early second round pick, and Weaver could find his way into that second round too. So those guys are fully expected to move on. But look, you know, a guy like DJ Turner, Jason Pinnock, or Phil Campbell, you know, they could decide, you know, at the end of the season here in December, months from now, that, you know what, well, even though I walked at senior day, I want to come back. Or a guy who didn't, you know, walk at senior day, you know, like a, I don't know, like a Trey Tipton or a Tastier Mack, they could decide, you know what, I want to move on, or I want to test the NFL, or I'm, you know, done with football. So it's still very fluid. But, you know, at least half of those guys who are going to be honored tomorrow, I expect for them, you know, to be playing in their last game at Heinz Field.
What's the story with Kenny Pickett? We saw one outlet say that he was going to declare for the draft after the season. We saw Pickett himself say, nope, I haven't made up my decision yet. What's the truth here, and what do you expect him to do, John?
Yeah, the idea is, I expect him to move on at the end of this season. I think a lot of people have kind of known that or expected that for a while. But the caveat is, of course, if he gets injured or if, you know, he, I don't know, if he plays really poorly over these final three games and his stock kind of plummets. But I just don't see the upside for him coming back, aside, you know, injury aside, because with, you know, the arm strength that he has, I think he's kind of capped as a early day three, late day three quarterback. And I talked to a handful of, you know, NFL draft types earlier this week for a story on that. I talked to Jim Nagy, who's the executive director at the Senior Bowl, who loves Pickett's game. He loves how he operates within the offense and really has a command over it. And even though Mark Whipple's offense hasn't scored enough points in his tenure, you can kind of see how he's been able to coach up Pickett and just the tendencies that he's shown and just the, you know, how polished he is, I guess, back there for the most part. So I just don't see the upside in him coming back. So I think he will move on unless something happens. But, you know, guys like that, they want to make those announcements on their own. So I think that's kind of why Pickett came out and said, hey, look, I haven't made a decision, because he'll announce it on his own.
So what kind of future, what do the scouts say? Do they think he has a chance to make an NFL roster?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The look on him right now is a fifth, sixth round pick. You know, Ben Fennell from NFL Network told me that he kind of sees him as the prototypical NFL backup, and kind of compared him to Brian Hoyer, who, you know, has had a nice career in the NFL. He's played for 12 years. He's a guy that I guess you kind of want within that quarterback room. And what Ben told me was, and it was a good point, that when you get into day three, yeah, you can take your chances on quarterbacks, but that's also where teams tend to fill out their quarterback room and looking for that third guy who can play if you need him to and isn't necessarily a project. And I think Kenny is that guy. You know, he's someone who could step right into a quarterback room, take on that, you know, that role. And if he's needed in a game or two, like a, I don't know, like a Ben DiNucci or a, you know, Brett Rypien or Gardner Minshew or, you know, someone like that, you know, they can take advantage of the opportunity when it's, when and if it's given to them. So that's kind of how I see his NFL career going.
John, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.